Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk to you guys about the week running from March 2nd through March 9th. And our topic tonight, our main topic, is this Venus retrograde. Oh, boy. So show of hands out there, like, how many guys think it's a pain in the butt going through this Venus retrograde energy? Yeah, I think everybody would be in agreement with that. You know, we entered the shadow of this Venus retrograde on January 29th. And so we, you know, what is the shadow period? It's the period before the actual retrograde kicks in, where we are getting a preview of what we may expect to be, you know, front and center to be dealt with during the actual retrograde phase, because it is going forward over some of the degrees that it is then going to go backwards over. So, you know, yahoo, we've been seeing it, right? So, you know, think about Venus. Venus rules love. And so we may have been starting to get a glimpse of what we're going to be connecting with or releasing or working out, rekindling with love in our life, how we express love, what we want from love, if we have any issues with love, if we're blocking ourselves from love, if there's something going on with a lover or a past love. So love, 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 right? And it also rules personal income. So we may have started to see things slow down enough there that we start to look at that and think, wow, we really need to rework something with that. Or maybe it's gotten even busier and you're thinking, wow, I really need to add something to make this, you know, flow in the way I need it to. Or there's been more people from the past starting to come around, or a past income opportunity, you know, sitting there that you think, oh, I might really have some potential with that. It rules women, so definitely all kinds of women coming and going, you know. Current situations, we can see people retreating a little bit during this time frame, you know, to give you the space or give them the space to figure things out. It can be about the past people returning. So a lot of reversals and change ups, and, you know, it's a little bit crazy. And finally, beauty is a topic that's ruled by Venus. So might have gone back and got interested in art or, you know, something beauteous in our lives that we want to recreate or reconnect with. So, you know, it's a lot, I know. And so this shadow period started January 29th. The actual Venus retrograde begins on March 4th, and it's going to break down like this. So you guys that want to make note of this on your calendars, here's how it goes. March 4th through April 2nd, Venus is going to be retrograding through the sign of Aries. March 2nd through March 15th, Venus is then going to take her retrograde and back it through Pisces. On April 15th, we are going to see Venus go direct. I think I said that right? April 2nd to April 15th, I hope I did, Venus retrogrades through Pisces. Then on April 15th, Venus turns around and goes direct. So from April 15th through the 28th, Venus is now going forward through Pisces. And on April 28th through May 19th, goes forward through Aries. And by May 19th, passes the degree that the whole thing started with. So, you know, this is approximately 3.5 months. You know, we had 5 weeks in the shadow since January 29th. Now we have about 4 weeks with it retrograding in Aries, about 2 weeks of it retrograding in Pisces, and then about 2 weeks of it going forward in Pisces, and about 3 weeks picking up steam going direct through Aries and getting past that degree. So, you know, sometimes I think when we know every couple of years we're going to have this Venus retrograde, we should just make a big circle around that 3.5 month time frame from the beginning of the shadow till out the other side of the shadow and just make it easier on ourselves and just say, I'm just going to slow down. I'm not going to try to start new things in those areas. I'm just really going to go and work out things and figure out issues and reconnect with past people and tweak things to get them right, deal with my own stuff that's going on here, and then really expect it to take off after that. But I know none of us do that, so... I'm just saying, if we really wanted to work this stuff, that's how we would work it. So, you know, this week ahead, we're really going to start to get into this story. And I looked at this, you know, approximate 6-week phase here from March 4th up through April 15th. And there are 3 days that are going to stand out. Again, if you want to circle these on your calendar, two of the days are going to be the big days for Venus's retrograde through Aries, and then the third date is a big day for the retrograde in Pisces with Venus. So the first one is March 18th, and that is when Mercury and Venus retrograde will sit together on the same degree. So big circle around March 18th. That may be a day where you hear some information that is very important to what your theme is here, working it out. You might have the talk. You might make the decision. You might meet with somebody or deal with an agreement or a sale or the writing. You know, it's communication oriented. And this is a conjunction. So this is giving some kind of closure and fresh start, and most focused on the fresh start aspect of it. So although Venus is retrograde here, whatever is coming together at that point of the retrograde is going to give you some opportunity to really start to move ahead in whatever the next level is going to be. Next date is March 25th. Excuse me. And this is when Venus retrograde and the Sun will come together on the same day. This day is more about a day where you are physically involved or personally involved in what's going on with the Venus retrograde. Again, this is a big fresh start energy. It's a conjunction. It can be helping you close the door if you need to on something, but giving you that brand new story starting out with this theme. And so, you know, with solar energy, you can be showing up and getting physically involved with the love or the income or the woman or the beauty interest that is, you know, past oriented or reworking, releasing, rekindling. It can also involve your name, your title, your image, your brand, you know, something personal to you. Then we have the third and final major date in this Venus retrograde, and that is going to be on April 8th. And now this one looks challenging to me. This one is when we are get into that Pisces energy with the Venus retrograde. So I guess I should say a little bit about the two phases of what this retrograde is going to be about. When we are looking at Venus retrograding in Aries, a lot of that has to do with our work that we're doing on ourselves, okay? And it should be mostly about work we're doing on ourselves rather than projecting that out there into other, you know, scenarios that are easier for us to stomach. You know, really work on ourselves with these themes. You know, what's going on? How are we physically active? What do we physically need to do? With our personal side of things, our ego, our identity needs, our image, our brand, you know, when it comes to making money, the love in our life, the women or the beauty themes. And so when it gets into Pisces, it gets way more complicated. Venus retrograding through Pisces is a karmic time frame. And so this may be a time where past life love is up, you know, to be dealt with, rebalancing karma with current love situations. Same thing with income. You could be dealing with something that threads back through time in some way, with women that are significant in your life. Pisces rules healing and hospitals and other institutions, and it rules addictions and bad habits and self-sabotaging tendencies. So the Venus themes will be wrapped up in some of that. Pisces rules clandestine romance and romantic getaways, kind of the private side of romance. So there may be some karmic things going on if there's a secret love affair happening at this point, or there may be a chance to slip away and have that reunion, you know, romantically with somebody during this phase. It rules our artistic talents and projects and our spiritual practices. and beliefs. It rules psychic moments and, you know, the signs and dreams and messages and things like that coming through. Also rules research and investigations and strategies and, you know, so there's quite a bit. And, you know, the most challenging side of Pisces is deception and hidden agendas or hidden enemies. So if you, you know, find yourself getting tangled up in some of that, you know, luckily it's the shortest part of the retrograde, I guess. So when we get to this third important, you know, Venus retrograde day on April 8th, this is when Venus retrograde will square Saturn. So this is a challenging aspect to a planet that is very finite. So this planet is either about, you know, a challenge involving an ending or a long-term commitment or overcoming an obstacle, some kind of restriction. It could involve an older or established person. It could involve an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor. It could involve your personal goals or career, your reputation. and, you know, where Saturn is in the ninth house. So, you know, then that brings in those themes could play out through media, educational, legal, travel, wedding, religious, political, you know, territories, or something big that you're working on in one of those Saturn themes, you know. So by the 8th, we're getting this do-over with Venus, a chance to go back and address whatever this is. So it is an important part of the phase. So all in all, you know, as we are going into this, we are really smart if we keep in the back of our mind that, you know, this is kind of like when the ocean has brought the tide in and now it is starting to pull back out to sea. And, you know, there's nothing you're going to do to stop that process. It's pulling back out to sea right now. You know, so you can try to fight against it and keep swimming towards shore, you know, in a love relationship or with an income scenario or with the woman or with the beauty situation. Or you can just kind of, you know, swim sideways to it for a while until it comes back, which it will on April 15th. Or you can, you know, get a big raft and coast around on it, dive deeper down into the ocean, see what's going on underneath. you know, but just to put the image in your mind, when you're dealing with other people, try not to expect for that wave to be coming towards you right now as it would be at other times. The only difference is if this is somebody or some situation from the past, because it's like reversing it. It's as if you're out in the middle of the ocean and then it seems like the wave is coming towards you, right? It's all pulling out towards you out to sea because you're behind it. And that's what the retrograde is. So, you know, if you want that momentum, you need to go back and you need to look at, you know, past issues in the love relationship or work on something that you guys have been involved in and really hammer out and rework it during this phase. Or maybe it is time to let go of a love relationship if it's not working for you, or to go back and rekindle something with somebody from the past. Maybe it's time to go back to that old income idea. You know, you get the idea. I kind of covered that already. So this is how we're pacing ourselves through this. Typically, you know, Cosmos is going to kind of show you what it's going to be about for you if you haven't figured it out already. During the shadow phase, you know, you're going to definitely get some inclination as we start to move into this on March 4th. So that's our big Venus, and I'm going to break it down per sign because obviously it's going to play out in a different area of life for every sign, and so that I can give you more indication of what the big stuff is going to be about. Also, just really briefly, in this week ahead between March 2nd and 9th, we do have some standout days. First of all, with Mercury, again, being days where we might get the news we've been waiting on, or we might have that meeting or talk or interview. We might sign the agreement or negotiate terms or make a sale or write something or pitch that idea, make choices, you know, Mercury themes. And Mercury is doing that three times. That's a lot, you know, for 1 week. So Mercury is very active in this week ahead. Between Friday and Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, Mercury will come and sit together on the same degree as Neptune, which means this can be very inspired. And again, the focus on those artistic, romantic, healing, hospital, spiritual, research, behind-the-scenes scenarios. Or if you're dealing with the challenging side, the deception, the addictions, the boundary issues, and realize Mercury and Neptune together is about a fresh start, okay? They're starting a new journey together on the same degree. Monday, the 6th, Mercury and the Sun are on the same degree. So this gives us that fresh start between those two. So, you know, showing up with that for that meeting, or getting physically involved with your brand or image or name on the dotted line kind of thing. So Monday, very promising for fresh starts with all that communication energy. And then between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 7th and 8th, Mercury is forming an opportunity alignment to Pluto. And that can sound like, ooh. But here's the cool thing. Whatever's going on with that behind the scenes, you know, energy with research or artistry or spirituality or romance or healing or hospitals or dealing with addictions and deceptions and agendas and all that, and the talks and meetings and news that you get, now the door is open to, you know, align this with a goal or with your career direction or with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, and any Pluto themes, you know, empowerment, working on financial topics here, the sex life, the reproductive needs, the divorce, third-party scenarios. So quite a bit there in our Mercury week ahead. And then Mars, it's just too much. It's overwhelming. I can't take it. Mars is also active one day in this week ahead, and that's on Sunday the 5th. And Mars is making a favorable alignment to Saturn. So, you know, Mars is in the first sign, which means we physically can be active, or we can be very passionate, or we can be, you know, dealing with our anger issues, motivating, whatever. And the positive alignment to Saturn means, you know, aligning that in some kind of solid way with those travel, media, educational, legal, wedding, religious or political needs, any goals we have, the career direction, or those authority figures. So, oh my Lord. I also kind of wanted to tell you guys one other thing, but I just think it's too much. But I'm going to just say it just, you know, as an overview and not go through it for every sign. And that is on March 2nd, today, if you're listening live, Jupiter is perfecting his opposition to Uranus. And then at the end of the month, on March 30th, Jupiter will perfect his square to Pluto. So, you know, at the end of last month, we had Mars activating the T-square between Jupiter and Uranus and Pluto. And then March is the month where Jupiter perfects it with Uranus and Pluto. That's why I said February, March were the two big months. And then again, August, September, and then we're through this and won't ever go through it again, right? So that's playing out in the background. And it really is important to keep in mind that it is still a major month, and this week is feeling the impact of Jupiter, Uranus being opposite each other, which can bring those sudden surprises or changes or last minute, you know, redirects, shakeups, insights, you know, genius between you and another person. The one-on-one impact of relationships throughout this year, really powerful in this month. And so this week is feeling that. Jupiter is trying to give us some kind of growth opportunity, trying to open up the potential for prosperity or happiness or adventure or, you know, protection maybe, or those things. And so, you know, you may find that in this week ahead, as part of the background to your story with all this other stuff, that there is that, you know, flow involving what the changes are in the next level of things with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, etc. All right. So I know it's almost 20 after and I've just finished the general. You guys are like, oh, dear Lord, I can't take it. But I think the rest will go fairly quickly, because I just really wanted to break down Venus retrograde, because, you know, it's tough enough in what everything we're going through right now that when we feel rocky in our love lives or with our income or with significant women in our life, that can really just kind of tip the scales, right? So I think if you can kind of plot on your calendars when the shifts happen and be aware that, you know, it does come back around. The wave does come back in. You know, this is just giving us enough time to figure a few things out, see them clearly, that it might help. All right, so for Aries, in this week ahead, you definitely are starting this story with Venus retrograde that is focusing on you. So it is a time to reclaim the love for yourself, go back to working on how you express love, look at the women that are significant in your life. Is there a woman from the past that you would like to reconnect with? Is there income scenarios that need to be hammered out? Is it time to let go of something? Is it time to go back to something that you used to love doing? Is there anything with beauty, you know, because this is in your sign, really good time to go back and figure something out. Not a great time to launch into a brand new regime. You want to wait for the, you know, the flow to be going in the right direction for that. But definitely a time to go back to an old beauty idea and see what's possible there. So, you know, this definitely in this week ahead, major for what you're going forward with this stuff. Mars in your sign is active on Sunday, and so, you know, this is a day for you to really amp up the passion, get motivated, get busy, and deal with something at a distance or with travel or foreign interests, with media, marketing, advertising, publishing, education, legal matters, weddings, politics or religion. All this stuff is in a solid alignment for you on Sunday. And then your Mercury days in the week ahead are Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And all of these days are pretty strong for information flow, you know, news coming in or interviews or talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, focused on the artistic interests, spiritual practices, romance, healing, hospitals, dealing with other institutions, research, investigations. So, yay for Taurus. You know, Venus retrograde is going to be playing out between the two areas, you know, Aries and Pisces. So you'll have two chapters to this story. In the first chapter for this month, starting on the 4th, it is going to ask you guys to go back and look at what's going on with love, income, women, or beauty, and focus that on your 12th house. Is it time to have that romantic getaway or deal with that clandestine romance? Is there something karmic to work out in the balance with love? Is there something to work on with healing energies or hospitals with a particular woman, or is there an income thing associated with that? Is there something going on with your spiritual practices? Is there some kind of awakening there, income opportunity, or love in your life, or a woman that you're getting in touch with that's spiritually motivating you? Is there anything with research or investigations, you know? So art, you know, film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture, anything that could bring you back around when it comes to your income, when it comes to love, women, beauty. And then in the second chapter that will kick in April, it'll be more in the social stream for you. It'll be focusing more on friends and groups and the internet and astrology and charities and gatherings and things like that. That's where you'll run into the old love or income or women or beauty themes. So for this month, definitely 12th house. And in the week ahead, you guys definitely want to show up for the days Mercury is active in those social streams. So I guess it's giving you a little bit of a preview with Mercury. So Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Mercury is in a really, you know, open flow for you to hear from friends or talk or meet or gather with friends or get involved with the group or the online interest, your astrology, your charities, anything that puts you in a social vibe. Also for Taurus, this is beneficial for pursuing your aspirations, having those talks or sharing ideas, et cetera, about your aspirations or anything original you're working on. So yes, you know, get involved with that. And then with Mars being active on Sunday the 5th with that passion or dealing with anger or getting motivated, it's 12th house. So, you know, it is going to be about that experiencing that behind the scenes with a romance or an artistic project or a spiritual practice or the healing or hospital need or research or investigations. For Gemini, Venus is retrograding the first big chunk of this through the rest of this month, starting on the 4th, is going to be in that social stream for you guys. So you are going to get a chance to go back and reconnect with women, love, income, or beauty themes when you are doing things with friends, in groups, at gatherings, parties, events, online, through astrology or charities, in pursuit of your aspirations or your original ideas. So, you know, up through April 2nd, it is about kind of slowing down with pursuing new things in those areas and really going back and seeing what's possible from the past. Is there any kind of issue to hammer out? Is there an opportunity to rekindle something? Can you rework it so it works out better? So take the time, slow down, and figure this out, you know. Then in the second phase of that, from April 2nd to the 15th, it'll be more focused on goals, career, reputation, being out in the spotlight a little bit, or dealing with higher-up authority-type people with whatever it is you're doing here. So, you know, it's really important right now to be in the social part of this. Mars is going to be active on Sunday in that same social field, so a big day to, you know, get in there and do something with the friends, the group, the online interest, etc. And that's aligning favorably to the relationship house for Gemini. So could cement something with a partner, the clients, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, etc. So yay, right? And then Mercury in this week ahead for Gemini is going to be focused on goals and career and authority figures. So, you know, that means news about these people or these, you know, directions you're going, meetings and talks and pitching ideas and offers and agreements and sales and writing, etc. So you really do want to speak up or ask for what you need or show up when it comes to your goals and your career and the boss, the parent, the judge, the mentor, whoever that higher up person is. So the days these are active, Friday and Saturday, Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday. So there you have it. For Cancer, Venus is retrograding in this area of goals, career, and the authority figures starting on March 4th. So for the bulk of the Venus retrograde, you will be dealing with love, goals, or love with the authority figure and the parent, the boss, the judge, the mentor, or love in the career arena. Or you'll be dealing with income goals or income on the career arena or income scenarios with one of those authority figures. Or you'll be dealing with beauty or a woman that has to do with goals or career or an authority figure. So you want to slow down and you want to go back and you want to see what you can redo here. Is it time to release something, rekindle something, rework something? Pay attention to what's kind of starting to show up this weekend because it'll probably give you a clue as to what's coming with this. And up ahead, you know, when it backs into Pisces starting on April 2nd, that couple weeks, then it'll be more focused on love and women, income and beauty, that what you're needing to work out when it comes to the legal, educational, media, marketing, travel, wedding, religious or political themes in the mix. Mars is going to be active in this same arena with the Venus retrograde on Sunday the 5th. And so that's a day to get active yourself when it comes to those goals or career or that authority figure and do what it is you're going to do. It aligns favorably to cementing something via work or health issues or interests, pets, paperwork, the hired help, or the coworkers. With Mercury in the week ahead for Cancer, a lot of active days, right? Friday the 3rd and 4th, Monday the 6th, and Tuesday, Wednesday the 7th and 8th. So these days, Mercury is applying to these other planets. We definitely see a lot of action here when it comes to the talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or the news coming in, the offers, decisions, right? And for Cancer, it's focused on those legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. So, you know, fresh starts, open up, see where you can go with this stuff. For Leo, Venus retrograde, asking you to kind of slow down and go back over some things here when it comes to Venus. So go back over love or income or women or beauty interests, and it's playing out in your ninth house. So as you go back, as you have the opportunity to either, you know, rekindle something here or release it or rework it, it will play out through travel or with foreign people or situations. It'll play out through legal scenarios. It'll play out through media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity topics. It'll play out through education, whether that's you hitting the classroom to study or learn or teach. It will play out through weddings. So you might be going back and hammering out the details of your wedding. Maybe you're going to run into somebody from the past at somebody else's wedding. It will play out through political or religious arenas and kind of, you know, not rethinking, but reconnecting or releasing scenarios playing out there that are Venus related. And so, you know, it's a lot for Leos. Leos have a lot here of potential for different areas where you can kind of figure this stuff out. The second chapter of this that starts in April on the 2nd will play out in a much deeper or more intense area for Leo. It'll be about sex and reproduction and divorce and big financial topics and mortality issues and triangles, et cetera. So, you know, get to this stuff first that I just listed. Mars is going to be active with this on Sunday the 5th. So that means, you know, getting busy, getting motivated, getting passionate, or dealing with any anger that is involving those travel, foreign, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. On Sunday the 5th, that is cementing something solid that has to do with a lover, the kids, a creative venture, or recreational interests. So there you have it. And Mercury in this week ahead is going to be very active Friday, Saturday the 3rd and 4th, Monday the 6th, and Tuesday, Wednesday the 7th and 8th. And so those days would be when you may either hear what you're waiting to hear or have that talk or meeting or the agreement or sale or writing or interview or decision that is focused on a loan, a debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, commissions, some kind of big financial topic. Or, Leo, could be days where the same goes for something sexual, reproductive, divorce-oriented, about life and death scenarios or third party scenarios playing out. So the heavy stuff giving you that preview. But fresh start stuff here, okay? For Virgo, the bulk of this Venus retrograde starting on March 4th through April 2nd, going to be in those heavy, intense part, list of topics here that I just said for Leo. Virgo, it is time to slow down and go back and either reconnect with a woman or the love or the income or the beauty theme or release something there or rework something there. And it's going to play out for you through sexual interests, divorce, reproductive scenarios, a death, a birth, the big shared financial stuff like the loans and debt and inheritance and bankruptcy and taxes and insurance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. third-party scenarios you may be playing some of this stuff out in, empowerment or dealing with power struggles. So really going deep during this time and seeing what has potential, where you need to hash something out and fine-tune it. The second part of this for you that starts in April on the 2nd through the 15th will then focus on relationships. So that's when you'll really get in there one-on-one with the partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, to really see what's possible when it comes to love or income or women or beauty themes. Mars is going to be active on Sunday the 5th in this week ahead in that first part of your Venus retrograde. So it's a day where, you know, you might get more passionate or deal with any anger or really get motivated and do something about the financial theme, the sex life, the divorce, the reproductive need, a mortality issue, a third party scenario. And this can help cement something one way or the other in the home, about the home, with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. All right, and with Mercury in this week ahead for Virgo, really active week for talks and meetings and news and offers and agreements and sales and writing and decisions, you know, any communication that you need to be focused on in that relationship zone. So this is Friday, Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, Monday the 6th, and Tuesday, Wednesday the 7th and 8th. And these days are highlighted when you can really, you know, see these things coming through with or about the romantic partner, business partner, clients, specialist, agent, attorney, or dealing with competitors or opponents. So remember, a lot of fresh start and opportune energy is part of what this is about for Virgo. All right, for Libra, you know, Venus retrograde is going to be doing what it's doing to everybody here, slowing us down a little bit and getting us to go back and really dive into something and get it right and get all the details hammered out or rework it in some way, maybe release something or someone that we feel we've gone past or rekindle something and bring it back to life in the name of love or making money or the woman or women or beauty themes, right? And for Libra, the bulk of this is playing out in the relationship zone. So this is really going to be playing out, you know, starting on March 4th, with romantic partners or business partners or clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, advocates, your mama, no, anybody that's a one-on-one scenario, right? And so it's a really powerful Venus retrograde because this linkage to other people will help you get back in there and get something worked out during this period from March 4th to April 2nd. And then on April 2nd, the second part of this Venus retrograde will then start to give you a couple weeks up through the 15th of April to focus on a woman or the love or income or beauty themes when it comes to your job, the paperwork, coworkers, hired help, a health interest, or what's going on with animals. Maybe there's something with cleaning or organizing, so you can go back to the past and pick something back up with somebody or let something go or rework it during that time. So in this week ahead, you're in that area of relationship with people one-on-one working on these themes. Sunday the 5th, Mars is going to activate that. Excuse me. So a really important day for motivating, being passionate with this person or about this person. Could be, you know, sexy, could be angry, could be have those boxing gloves on, could be motivated. It's making a positive alignment to Saturn, so it's helping you cement something via an agreement or the writing or a sale or a meeting or talk or interview or offer or decision. Also, for some of you guys, it might be about cementing something that has to do with vehicles or electronics, brothers, sisters, short trips, local activities with these people. So there you have that. And then Mercury in this week ahead for Libra. A lot of Mercury activity, a lot of talks and meetings and agreements and offers and sales and stuff focused on your sixth house topics. So this will be Friday and Saturday the 3rd and 4th, Monday the 6th, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, the 7th and 8th. And all of these are going to be about getting that information flow and the choices made about work, health, pets, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, cleaning or organizing. So fresh start stuff, lots of inspiration here, a lot of solid stuff here opening up. All right, for Scorpio, Venus is retrograding starting on March 4th. And for the first 4 weeks of this, Scorpio, you guys are going to be slowing down to go back and really get in there and work something out, rework it, let some things go, rekindle some things when it comes to your love, your income, the women, or the beauty interests that you have. And this first big chunk of this is going to be playing out via your work scenarios or with coworkers. With hired help, you know, so you might see a coworker exit the scene, or you might go back and start working with someone you worked with before, or you might hire somebody that you hired before, or somebody that's currently hired might take a leave for a while. This can be about paperwork. It can be also out of that work zone. It can be about health. So you might, you know, start getting healthy with a female that you were doing that with before, maybe. maybe you'll fall in love at the gym. I don't know. And it's also about animals. It's about organizing and cleaning. So, again, Venus is kind of coming and going through this. The past is where it's at. Working on those love, income, beauty, or women themes in that mix. And then the second half of, well, you know, chunk of this, it's a smaller chunk from April 2nd to the 15th. This Venus retrograde is going to go back into your fifth house of true love, children, creativity, and fun. And so you're going to get a chance to go back and rekindle, release, or rework something in the name of love, with love, or with kids in the love or income or women or beauty themes, or with your creative projects and your income or women, et cetera, themes, or your beauty. So there you have that breakdown. And Mars is active in this first part of the Venus retrograde this Sunday on the 5th. So that means getting in there and really doing something that you're passionate about, or fighting for something, or getting motivated when it comes to the work, the coworker, the hired help, the paperwork, the organizing, the cleaning, the health scenario, or the animals. This particular Mars activation cements something one way or the other with income, possessions, purchases, or product. Then when we're looking at all this Mercury energy in the week ahead, Scorpio, you should like this part of this. You know, Mercury is going to be giving you news or offers or talks or meetings, agreements, sales, writing, short trips, decisions, excuse me, focused on lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits. And all of this is pretty much about open doors or fresh starts in these areas. So you definitely want to kind of on Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or pick up the phone, answer the email. For Sagittarius, Venus retrograde, the big first part of this from March 4th until April 2nd, is going to be happening in that arena of true love, children, creative projects, and fun. And so, you know, this is the time to go back. Is it time to let go of something? Is it time to work out something that's an issue with another person or with yourself when it comes to love and income and beauty and women that impact your love and kids and creative projects and recreational pursuits? Is it time to rekindle something and pick it back up and take off with it during this time? You know, you're going to have 4 good weeks to really figure this out. The second part of this Venus retrograde is going to focus for Sagittarius on the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations. Also could focus on family, parents, roommates. So at that time, Venus retrograde, you know, is a woman coming back or exiting? Is income, are you going back to an income source there? Are you reworking an income situation there? Is there something with love or beauty themes in the scenario playing out that is getting a do-over? So there you have that. On Sunday the 5th in this week ahead, Mars will activate this part of the Venus retrograde that's in the area of true love, children, creative projects and recreation. So you can pick one and really get in there and motivate, get passionate, deal, you know, don't fight. Don't be fighting out there, you guys. Go lean to the good side of Mars. Maybe you'll work out something that there was anger about. But there's a positive alignment here to you, Sag, in your sign with Saturn. So you can make a commitment or in something under a favorable alignment for you. You can solidify something, you know, in one of those realms by being active here. When it comes to Mercury in this week ahead for Sag, a lot of days active, Friday, Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, Monday, the 6th, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 7th and 8th. And this opens up, you know, talks and meetings and ideas and offers and agreements and sales and writing and decisions, you know, that are focused on your home, on real estate deals, moves, renovation, family, parents, roommates, security, interests or needs, or the ancestry, you know, something there at the root of your chart. So these are days where the door is open, where you're getting some fresh starts here, where you can get inspired, you can show up. Definitely seems somewhat opportune. So speak up, right? For Capricorn, Venus retrograde starts here on March 4th and will then be taking you back over old love or income or women or beauty issues or opportunities, interests, ideas, giving you a chance to release what is done, rekindle what holds promise, rework what needs fixed. And Capricorn, the beginning part of this, you know, the first month of this, it's going to focus on playing out in or about the home, with family, with a parent or roommate, with real estate, with, you know, real estate deals, moves, renovations, your security needs, how rooted you feel in where you are and you know, so where you are grounded here. So be open to kind of relooking at these topics of love and income and women and beauty in this arena and hashing things out. The second part of this that starts on April 2nd and goes through April 15th for Capricorn will be, first of all, in the communication realm. So a lot more talks and meetings, agreements and sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions in that phase focused on love or women or beauty or income situations. And then also secondarily, Capricorn, this second phase in April will be focused on brothers and sisters and neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, and local activities, where you're kind of hashing out the love and income, beauty, and women themes. So for now, in this week ahead, home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. Mars is activating those themes on Sunday, so it will give you that kick in the pants to do something, get passionate there, you know, motivate, deal with any anger. It cements very solidly in a harmonious alignment to something going on behind the scenes. Could be romantic, could be artistic, could be spiritual, could be about research and development strategies, could be about healing in hospitals. And so there you have that. When we look at Mercury in this week ahead, very active, very open. So lots of opportunity for Capricorn because it's in your third house, which is Mercury's house. Big, big week for Capricorn for the news and offers, the agreements and sales, the writing, the talks and meetings and interviews and auditions, lots of short trips and local activities. If there is anything important to connect with brothers or sisters or neighbors or deal with your vehicles or electronics, you know, this week it's just all about it. And that is Friday, Saturday, the 3rd and 4th. Monday the 6th, and then Tuesday, Wednesday the 7th and 8th, you know, forming an alliance with you and your ongoing empowerment and evolution, also really giving you a fresh start in those areas. For Aquarius, Venus is retrograding starting on the 4th here in this week ahead, and it will be retrograde until April 15th. And so in the first 4 weeks of this, for Aquarius, it is time to slow down and go back to the drawing board a little bit. Is it time to, you know, rework something when it comes to love or income or women or beauty? Is it time to release something? Is it time to rekindle something from the past? whether that's an idea or it's an offer or, you know, an actual situation. So, you know, it's a big do-over with Venus themes. And for Aquarius, it's playing out through the communication realm. So, you know, you're probably going to run into people out locally that will spark this, you know, past scenario to figure out something with love or income or beauty or women. You're probably going to maybe take some short trips. There's going to be a lot more phone calls and emails and talks and meetings. It can also focus in on agreements and sales and writing. So if there was some, you know, old writing project that you thought might have an income opportunity tied to it, this is the time to go back and pick that back up. You know, if there's an old love interest, you want to pick up the phone and call them. Or if you run into them on the street, talk to them for a few minutes, see what it's about, you know. And so it's communication flow. Also for Aquarius, it's with brothers and sisters and neighbors. So there may be some love to work out with these people or income situations or a woman who's key here, beauty themes. Vehicles and electronics for Aquarius, where this can play out in this first part. So maybe you're going to make some money in selling a car or your computer, something, I don't know. So there you have that part. And then the second part, which starts on April 2nd and runs just till April 15th, is going to focus on income and possessions and purchases and products. So at that time, you know, going back to those old scenarios with love and income and women and beauty. All right, so in this week ahead, Mars will activate this first round on Sunday the 5th. So it starts, you know, on the 4th, but Mars really starts to amp it up and get you in there doing something about it on Sunday the 5th. So this will bring about a lot more passionate talks or offers or agreements or sales or writing or short trips or local activities or something with the brothers and sisters and neighbors and vehicles and electronics. Or it will bring up a lot of anger here to be dealt with, or it'll bring up, you know, motivating talks and local activities. You know, Mars is stirring the pot here, and it is aligning in a solid way to friends and groups and gatherings and online interests, astrology, charities, your personal aspirations or original ideas. So, you know, you can cement something through those solid efforts. And then when we're looking at Mercury in this week ahead, Aquarius, it will focus on making money, doing your purchases, whatever you're doing with your valuables, possessions, and products. And so lots of days where this is really kicking up for you guys. Friday and Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, Monday, the 6th, and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 7th and 8th. This is like door open kind of stuff, fresh start. So whatever ideas you have, if you need to talk to somebody, pitch ideas, interview, send out resumes, communicate, right, about making money or those purchases or your products or your possessions. Okay. For Pisces, Venus retrograde, very powerful for you guys. Now, the first part of this, Venus is slowing down and asking you guys to kind of face the past, you know, go along with the wave in the direction it's going, and either release something that's blocking you or over, or rekindle something that holds merit, or rework something to get it right. And, you know, it is about the woman involved or the love or income or the beauty theme, but it's playing out about income, or it's playing out about your possessions or product or purchases. So there may be a woman who's key to that, or maybe, you know, about the purchase that you're making for the loved one, or maybe it's, you know, income/income, and it's just a very important time to hash something out here. So you're going to have that in play until the 2nd of April. And then from April 2nd through April 15th, Venus retrogrades back into your sign, Pisces. So at that point, you know, you're really going to be focusing on, you know, the beautification of yourself, the income, and how that affects your identity and, you know, going back and reclaiming or reworking something there. The love, how you express it, what you need from it, where you're going with it, you know, as it pertains to the past, and any women that are helping you get back to something about you, you know. So it's a time to where April will definitely be probably the weightier side of this for you guys. But anyways, so in this week ahead, it's about income, purchases, possessions, products, right? And rekindling, releasing, or reworking something with those women, or the love in the mix, or the double income side of this or the beauty themes. Mars will activate this on Sunday the 5th, so you can get busy, motivated, passionate, deal with anger, kick it up a gear with income and purchases and possessions and products. Links favorably or harmonically, I should say, to something solid happening one way or the other with your career, your personal goals in the mix, or dealing with an authority figure, a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director, or somebody like that. Then Mercury is active, very active, more than normal, okay, in this week ahead. And it's in your sign, Pisces, so big, big week for you guys. Again, Mercury is our information flow and, you know, our ideas. And so super big deal for you guys when it comes to people wanting to meet with you and talk to you and you wanting to connect with them and the writing and the agreements and the sales and the short trips and local activities. Anything that focuses this on you and your needs and desires, anything that makes this about your body or image or brand or name or title, you know, so be selfish. You're allowed. It's okay. It's about you this week. So, again, this is Friday, Saturday, the 3rd and 4th, Monday, the 6th, and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 7th and 8th. Very open door here and fresh start stuff. And especially on the 7th and 8th, there is a contact here with you in a social stream. So those days may align whatever this is with parties or gatherings or events or what you're doing online or with friends or groups or astrology or charities. So there you have it. Really kind of surprised we got through that as fast as we did. So that's Venus retrograde. That's does love stay or does love go? I think the answer to that question has a lot to do with how you personally handle this wave pulling back, going back out to sea. If you want to kind of play it cool and go along with that energy flow and see where it takes you and see what, you know, there may be something you would have missed had you kept going forward without slowing down and seeing what's going on in the mix right where you are, or going back to that past scenario and seeing what is there. And so take it from the universe, usually knows. So it's Zoe Moon. You guys can find me on Facebook pretty much every day. If you want to leave me a note there, facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week, same time, God willing. I wish all of you guys a lovely week in the beginning of our Venus retrograde.